Today we're going to learn Rosh Hashanah Daf Vav Amud Aleph. We left off at Tanu Rabbanan Motzos Vasecha. The Brice is going to darshan a pasuk, so it's about 10 lines into the page. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanan. We learned in the Brice a Motzos Vasecha. The Brice is darshaning the pasuk that says Motzos Vasecha Tishmor, that which a person says he should observe, he should keep to Vasizak Hashem Nadat Hashem Elokecha Nedav Asher Dibart Befiicha. And you have to do whatever neder you took. You have to live up to your neder. So Motzos Vasecha, that phrase, Zu Mitzvah Saseh, that's telling us that there's a Mitzvah Saseh to fulfill what you promise for Hashem, because Tishmar Zu Mitzvah Lo Saseh. Then when it says Tishmar, it's telling us that there's a Lo Saseh to not stand up, to not keep your word. Va'asisa Asara LeBezdin SheYe'asucha. The Asisa tells us that not only do you have a Mitzvah Saseh to do what you said, and a Lo Saseh to not do what you said, Bezdin has a requirement to force you into it. Kasher Nadarta Zeneder. Kasher Nadarta means if you, what you promised was in a lashon of neder, Harei Alai Karbon, you made a dinner, you made a neder on the Gavra. Hashem Elokecha Elu Chatos Hashem Osolus Shlamim. Hashem Elokecha tells us, or if that promise was in the form of making something holy like a Karbon Chatos, Karbon Hashem, Karbon Olah, Karbon Shlamim. Nidava. The word nedava kimashma o implies that you took a nedava hare zu ola behima zu karban asher dibarta. The next phrase asher dibarta elu kachi bedegabayis refers to those things that you gave for the upkeep of the Beis Hamikdash. Beficha zu tzedaka, and the word beficha refers to tzedaka, any promises that you made to give tzedaka to poor people. So says Gemara Amar Mar. Let's analyze this brisa right now. Motzos vasecha zu mitzvah saseh. Lama li mi v'basu shama ve'esum shama nafka. Why do I need a mitzvah saseh from motzos vasecha to tell me that you have a mitzvah saseh to keep your promises? Don't I already know it from uvasu shama ve'esum shama? So, and also tishmor zu mitzvah lo saseh lama li. Why do I need tishmor to tell me that there's a lo saseh to not keep your promises? Milo sacher l'shalma nafka. Shouldn't I derive that from lo sacher l'shalma? Va'asisa asar l'bezin sheya asucha. And it's also difficult. Why do I need va'asisa to tell me that Bezin should force me lamali mi yakrivoso nafka? I should be able to learn that from yakrivoso d'tanya, because the Braisa elaborates on the pasuk that says yakrivoso, which seems to be totally extra in the pasuk when it tells me that if you have a karban or you should bring it to the old moed and yakrivoso l'rtzono l'fnei Hashem. So what does yakrivoso teach me? Melamed shekofenoso teaches us that Bezin forces a guy to be mekayim his neder and to bring that which he promised. Yachol bal karchol, you might think that we should force him completely against his will. Tamadama liritsono. That's why it says that it has to be according to his ratzon, that he has to be willing. Hakeitzad, how could it be both balkercho and liritsono at the same time? How could something be both against his will and according to his will? Kofenoso achiyomarutza. And we force him and we pressure him until he says rotzani, until he says that I'm interested in doing it. So the Gemara now responds to all three questions, right? So we quoted the Braisa. We had three questions on the Braisa. Why do I need this pasuk of Motzos Vasecha to teach a mitzvah saseh? Why do I need this pasuk of Tishmar to teach a lo saseh? Why do I need this pasuk of Asisa to teach that based in forces? I already know all three of these dinim. So says the Gemara, Chad to Amar v'lo Afrish. One pasuk comes to teach us that a person violates a lav and an asay, and that Beis Din is supposed to force him if he says harei alai karban, but he never designated an animal for a karban. V'chad, afrish v'lo akriv. And the other pasuk is coming to teach me that if he designated a karban but hasn't yet brought the karban, that he's also in violation of an asay, a lo saseh, etc. Utsricha. And we need both of these psukim. Ti'iyashmi inan amar v'lo afrish, because if we only would have known that he violates an asay and a lo saseh and the peasant forces him if he says and he doesn't designate, mishum t'lo kaimi l'dibure, I would say, yeah, of course he's in violation of all those things, because he hasn't fulfilled his word at all. He hasn't even designated a carbon. But if he designated the animal as a carbon, he just hasn't brought the animal as a carbon, I would say, well, he's sort of fulfilled his vow, because there is an animal that now belongs to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So tzricha, that's why we need both psukim. V'yashminan afresh v'lo akriv. And if it only would have told me that you're in violation of an assay and a los assay and that bezim can force you, if you already designated the animal, I would say, yeah, the kamashi legabe, because you're keeping an animal that belongs to the gavoa and you're keeping it for yourself. Aval amar v'lo afresh, ema dibur lo klumhu. But if all he did was he said that he was going to bring such a carbon, but he never even designated an animal for that purpose, I would think, well, then he hasn't really done anything. Tzricha. That's why we need both of these psukim. So main point number one, the Gemara has two separate psukim to teach that someone who doesn't keep his word is in violation of an assay, is in violation of a los assay, and should be forced by Beis Din. One of the psukim is to teach if he promised but hasn't even designated the animal, and the other to teach that even if he's designated the animal but hasn't yet brought it as a karban, that all these things are true. So ask the Gemara, Mi matzis amrit amr v'lo afrish? Can you really say that one of these psukim is talking about a case where he said, but he hasn't even been mafrish? V'nedava ksiva, it says in both psukim that even a nedava, utnan, ezuhu neder, and we learned in the Mishnah, what is a neder? Ho'omer hare alai ola. A person makes it about himself. I will bring a carbon ola. But ve'ezuhi nedava, what's the very definition of nedava? Homer harezo ola. If he says this animal will be a carbon ola, uma be neder l'nedava. And what's the difference between neder and nedava? Neder meso nignav chayiv b'achriuso. If the animal dies or is stolen by a neder, he has to replace it with another animal because it's not about that animal. It's about you. It's about the person. It's about the gavra. Nedava, but when it's a nedava, when he says this animal should be an ola, meso nignava eino chayiv b'achriuso, if it gets stolen or lost, he does not have to replace it because only that animal became the karban. So he doesn't have to replace it. So since these psukim are teaching us about nedava, and nedava by definition means you designate the animal, how can you say that one of these psukim is talking about a case where he only said that he would but never actually designated an animal? The very definition of the term nedava means that he did designate an animal. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rava Mishkachas Gondamer Hare Alai Ola Almenas Sheini Chayiv Bachrisa. The case could be if a guy took a neder to be mafresh a carbonola and then he added it tonight, that after he's mafresh it, that if it dies or it gets stolen, that he shouldn't be chayiv to replace it. So that's a case where even though he's amar velo mafresh, nevertheless it's called a nedava, even though the animal itself is not yet fully designated, but it would still be considered a nedava because he's not chayiv ba'achriyuso. He's not responsible for that animal. So, period. So I guess main point number two, you can have a case of nedava where the animal is not yet designated if you use a losho neder with a tenai that you're not going to be chayiv in replacing it. You're not going to be chayiv b'achriyusa. Says Gemara further, the Braisa went on to say, b'ficha zu tzedaka. Someone takes a neder to give tzedaka, he violates an assay, a los assay, if he doesn't give the tzedaka that he promised. Amar Rav, tzedaka mechayiv alal bi'alter. Tzedaka, you're chayiv, even though we said you only violate bal ta'acher if three regalim pass and you don't give it, but you violate right away, you're obligated right away as soon as you say the neder to give the tzedakah, and it's an immediate violation not to. Because there are poor people there, and they can't wait for you to let three regalim pass. The zman of giving the tzedakah is when there are aniyim in front of you. So ask them where pshita. Obviously, that's the case. So why would we think otherwise? Well, one might have thought, since we're mentioning tzedakah along with karbanos, and by karbanos it takes three regalim till you violate bal da'acher, I might think the same is true of tzedakah. Kamashmalan. Therefore, that's why it comes to teach us that by tzedakah you violate immediately. It's only over there that it all depended on regalim, but not over here because there are aniyim around. So tzedakah one has to give immediately. Amar Rava. Rava went on to say, even though you only violate bal ta'acher after three regalim, kivan shavra lav regal echad over ba'asei. When one regal passes, it's already a violation of an asei. It's just the los asei that's not violated until three regalim pass. Actually, before the Amar Rava, I guess we should make the main point that if one promised something to tzedakah, he's in immediate violation for not giving it. There's no waiting three regalim. It's an immediate violation. But now Rava says that a bitul aseh happens with even one regel. Meisvei asking Marahei, Rabbi Shov, Rabbi Papias al Vlad Shlamim, they both said about the offspring of a carbon shlamim. If a person was mafresh a behema that was pregnant for a carbon shlamim and then it gave birth, or he was mafresh a behema that wasn't pregnant but then after he was mafresh it became pregnant and it gave birth, sheyikrav shlamim, that Vlad should be brought as a carbon shlamim. Amar Rabbi Papias, Ani Meid, Shai Salanu Parash al Zivche Shlamim. He says, I could tell you that this is definitely the din, because once we had a cow that was designated as a carbon shlamim, and it was born before, and it gave birth before Pesach, Vachanua bePesach, and we ate it on Pesach, Vachanu Vlada, and we ate the offspring shlamim bechag as a carbon shlamim on that sukkis. So Bishlam bePesach laKrivua Emor deMechusrus Manhava. I understand why they didn't want to eat it on Pesach, because it could be that it was still Mechusrus Man, because if it was born on Erev Pesach, the behemah has to be 8 days old in order to be brought as a carbon. So maybe it could not, the Vlad could not have been brought as a carbon on Pesach, it was just too young. But why wait till Sukkis? Elav Vlad Batzeres Hechi Mashila V'Avri Alei Baaseh. How could you wait till Sukkis and violate the Aseh by letting Shavuos come and go without using this as a carbon? So Amrav Zin Mishmei Derava, the fact that they didn't eat it on Shavuos is Kagon Sheyachol LeBatzeres. Maybe the animal, the baby animal, was sick on Shavuos, and a sick animal is possible to be brought as a korban. So there's no way that you're in violation of an aseh if you're not even allowed to bring the animal as a korban. So with that, we'll say the last main point. The last main point is that even though Bal Ta'achir is only violated when three regalim pass, there's a mitzvah aseh on that first regal. There's a mitzvah aseh to bring the korban on that first regel. But Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Rav Ashi Amar.